Welcome, learners, to another deep dive. Today, we're taking a swing at something pretty foundational for a lot of you mastering the golf swing.
Right.
You've sent us this fantastic guide, How to Swing a Golf Club Smoothly, a guide to mastering your swing. And honestly, it's packed with really actionable stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Our mission today is basically to unpack every crucial nugget, you know, from the subtle things like your grip to the big power arc of your follow through.
And what's really insightful, I think, about this guide is how it breaks down what seems like a super complex motion into clear steps, like really connected steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just telling you what to do. It gets into the why this affects that. And you see how a tiny change here can just ripple through the whole swing.
Exactly. Think of this as your shortcut to maybe a bit more confidence out on the course, whether you're just starting out or, you know, trying to shave a few strokes off.
Yeah, applicable either way.
We're going to cover the whole lot, basic setup, adapting to tricky conditions, even drawing on some examples from those, wow, stunning courses in South Africa.
Ah, yes. Good examples there.
So as we start this deep dive into, let's call it fluidity and control, what's the first big idea that jumps out at you from the guide?
Well, it has to be the fundamentals, right? The absolute bedrock.
Okay, yeah. Let's unpack that. What our guide calls the core pillars, grip, stance, and alignment.
Mm-hmm.
The guide really hammers home that without truly mastering these, consistency is just, well, it's going to be an uphill battle. Why are these first steps so, so crucial?
It's because they set up everything else that happens. I mean, if your foundation is shaky, anything you try to do later is just compensating, isn't it?
Right. You're fighting yourself from the start.
Exactly. So when the guide talks about the grip, it emphasizes being relaxed, not like strangling the club.
Ah, the tube of toothpaste analogy. I love that.
Yes, it's perfect. Hold it securely, sure, so it won't slip, but not so tight you're squeezing paste out. That tension, even if you don't feel it consciously, it just kills the smoothness, steals power before you even start.
It really does. And here's something that maybe gets missed sometimes. Finding your grip style, interlocking, overlapping, whatever feels good, that's important.
Sure, comfort matters.
But understanding why that relaxed grip is so powerful, that's key. On those windy courses, like Fancourt and George they mentioned.
Yeah, tough conditions.
Golfers learn fast that a death grip actually makes the wind affect the club more. It sounds backwards, but a relaxed grip lets the club move naturally with your body. Gives you more control, weirdly enough.
Absolutely. It allows for those micro adjustments. So, okay, you've got this perfect relaxed grip. Feels natural. What's next? The guide moves straight to stance and posture.
Can't have a good swing from a bad setup.
Nope. Even the best grip won't save a shaky base.
Mm.
So the advice is pretty standard, but crucial. Feet shoulder width apart, solid. Balance.
And thinking about those unique terrains, like the hills in South Africa's Magaliesberg region, that stability becomes even more critical on uneven lies.
Definitely. A strong stance helps you manage that.
Yeah, and it's not just about being static, which I definitely did wrong early on.
Yeah.
Felt locked in place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, common mistake.
The guide highlights that little bend in your knees, dynamic posture. Why is that bend so key for weight transfer?
It unlocks the lower body, allows it to initiate. And that image, the string from your head to the sky,
keeps the spine angle, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Straight, but tilted forward slightly, lets you rotate properly without messing up your back.
Then alignment and ball position. So easy to overlook when you just want to smash the ball.
Oh, yeah. But the guide is clear. Body feet, hips, shoulders parallel to the target line.
Yeah.
Essential. Ensures your swing path is actually going where you intend.
And the ball position changes too, right? Depending on the club.
Mm-hmm.
Driver off the front foot, catch it on the upswing for distance, shorter clubs, more central for that downward strike.
Right. And they mention golfers practicing this on tough courses like Gary Player Country Club, where every hole basically demands you rethink your setup. If you're aimed wrong, even a perfect swing is, well, pointless.
So.
And the tip about using alignment sticks or markers in practice. So simple, but so effective for ingraining that.
Builds that visual cue.
And having a consistent pre-swing routine to check everything. So like that pilot's checklist analogy. Takes out the guesswork.
These fundamentals, they really are the silent architects, aren't they? Get them right, and that's where those aha moments happen. More confidence, more predictable shots. You're building it from the ground up.
Exactly. Setting the stage correctly.
Okay, so we've laid that solid foundation. Now for the exciting bit, building the energy. Our guide calls the backswing the power coil.
Hmm, good term.
It's vital. Sets the stage for a powerful but still fluid downswing, How do we start this crucial phase according to the guide?
Well, the big emphasis is on slow and controlled movement, which, you know, might feel wrong if you're chasing distance.
Right. Feels like you should rush back to hit it hard.
But the guide explains a measured backswing is the absolute backbone of a smooth swing. It stops things getting jerky, helps maintain balance. Instead of rushing, think about drawing this deliberate wide arc with the club. Let your body respond naturally. Any hurried moves here just inject errors that are almost impossible to fix later.
Totally. Rushing it is such a common fault, and the guide mentions those diverse South African courses like St. Francis Bay or Kinizna.
Yeah, the variety there.
It actually forces a steadier approach. The different lies, the wind, you need a deliberate rhythm to adapt without losing control.
Good point. It demands consistency.
It's like maintaining that steady tempo. The guide calls it an orchestral prelude, building tension for the big finish.
And that deliberate tempo allows you to maximize your shoulder turn. That's where the power comes from.
The coil, yeah.
Exactly. A full shoulder turn creates a deeper coil, storing up massive potential energy for the downswing. The instruction is basically rotate your upper body away from the target, but keep the lower body stable. Engage the core.
That separation is key, isn't it? Upper versus lower body.
Huge. Creates torque.
Yeah.
And practicing that where there are slopes, like they mentioned in SA, really helps ingrain that stable lower body feel.
Okay, so at the top of the slow, coiled backswing, shoulders fully turned, back facing the target, loaded with energy.
Yep.
Now, what about the club position at the top? Where should it be?
Ideally, the guide says, pointing towards the target. And crucially, with the club face slightly closed.
Okay, closed, meaning the toe angled slightly inward.
Right. It seems like a tiny detail, but it's huge because it presets your wrists for a powerful, uninhibited release. It sets up what the guide calls a natural release.
So it's not about forcing it down with your arms?
No, not at all. It lets the club unfurl through impact, maximizes speed without you having to consciously muscle it.
That raises a good question, though. How do you know if you're getting that position right at the top? Is it just feel?
Well, feel is part of it, but the guide suggests more concrete checks.
Like what?
Using mirrors or video analysis is a big one, especially if you're at a range or academy, maybe like Leopard Creek they mentioned.
Seeing it makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Game changer. Seeing yourself from different angles helps you refine it. It also mentions keeping wrists relaxed but hinged, like they're ready to snap open.
Gotcha. So the backswing isn't just lifting the club. It's this artful coiling of energy, like winding up a spring.
Exactly. Preparing for that explosive but still graceful release, turning potential into actual power.
Okay, so we've carefully loaded that spring in the backswing, coiled up all that potential energy.
Yeah.
Now for the release, the moment of truth, as the guide calls it.
Yeah, the downswing.
Executing that flawless downswing. This is where all that setup and coil turns into forward momentum, timed for impact. How do we kick this off using all that stored power?
The guide's really clear. Start it with your lower body.
Yeah.
Shift your weight to the front foot. Lead with the hips.
Not the arms and shoulders first.
No, that's a common power leak. Leading with the hips uses your bigger, stronger muscles to drive the swing. Generate speed naturally. Your upper body and the club just follow that lead, dropping into the slot for impact.
Makes sense. And practicing that hip-led move on flatter courses, like Durban Country Club they mentioned, helps ingrain it without worrying about uneven lies.
Yeah, simplifies the learning process. Focus on the sequence.
And tempo during this phase. Still crucial for fluidity.
Absolutely vital. The guide calls it the heartbeat of your swing. Too fast. Chaos. Loss of control. Too slow. You lose power. Rhythm gets off.
So how do you find the right tempo?
Using a metronome or a timing device is a great suggestion. Helps you internalize that rhythm. And what's really interesting is how they talk about adapting tempo for weather, like in South Africa.
Right, like a slower tempo on a windy day at Arabella.
Exactly. To counteract the wind, stay balanced, ensure a clean strike. It's about working with the conditions.
Okay, so lower body initiates, tempo is consistent. What about the path of the club and impact itself?
For a smooth path and hitting its square club face perfectly perpendicular to the targeted impact, the advice is to visualize it, like a straight line from the top down through the ball.
Avoid that over-the-top move or coming too far inside.
Right. Any deviation causes slices or hooks. Practicing with alignment sticks on the fairway helps you see that path.
And impact. Any key thoughts there?
Keep your head still, eyes locked on the ball. It's not just about focus. It minimizes extra body movement, promotes that smoother path, and helps you hit ball first, then turf.
Got it. This is really where all that backswing work pays off. precision, rhythm, translating effort directly into the shot.
It's the moment it all comes together.
Now let's talk about the finish, the follow-through. Often underestimated, maybe.
Definitely. People focus so much on getting to the ball.
But our guide says it's integral. Accuracy, distance, even signaling a well-executed swing, especially adapting to those diverse South African landscapes. Why is it more than just where the club ends up?
Well, think of it as the natural completion of the energy transfer, the release valve. The guide emphasizes completing a full body rotation for balance.
Rotating towards the target.
Exactly. Let your body rotate fully. On courses needing precision, like Royal Johannesburg and Kensington with its tree-lined fairways, that full rotation helps accuracy because your body isn't fighting itself at the end.
So hips and shoulders move together? Harmonious finish?
That's the idea. Uninhibited. And maintaining balance is key here, too.
How do you do that?
Shift your weight completely to the front foot. Let the back foot pivot naturally, maybe even lift onto the toe. Practicing balance on different terrains, like those coastal courses in the Eastern Cape, helps ingrain it for any condition.
And the arms.
Let them extend fully. An elegant finish. It shows everything. Grip, stance, backswing, downswing flowed together into one smooth motion.
Where should the club end up, ideally?
The guide describes the ideal finish position. Club above the opposite shoulder, pointing roughly towards the target. It's a visual cue that you completed the swim properly.
Practicing in a mirror or recording yourself helps see that, like at Simula, they mention.
For sure. That visual feedback is gold. A good finish position reinforces the smooth path and just feels better mentally, too. Confident.
And here's an interesting one. Keep your eyes focused on the target throughout the follow-through.
Yeah, helps with accuracy and mental reinforcement. On those visually stunning, maybe distracting South African courses like in the Cape Winelands, that target focus is even more crucial.
Keeps you committed to the shot.
Right. Visualize the target before you swing. Maintain that connection.
And finally, relaxed grip pressure, even during the follow-through.
Yes. Fosters that fluid, natural finish. Prevents tension creeping back in. The guide suggests practicing this everywhere. From city courses in Joburg to the wide-open Lowveld, the principle holds.
So the follow-through, it's like the swing signature, isn't it?
Yeah, I like
your body's way of saying, nailed it, that instinctive I got this feel after a pure strike.
It's the proof of a job well done, absolutely.
Okay, we've broken down the mechanics, grip to finish, but how do you make it all stick? Consistency, that's the holy grail, right? Our guide emphasizes dedicated practice, that journey to mastery. Commitment, structured routine, especially valued, they note, in South Africa's big golfing culture. What's the key takeaway on practice?
It starts with regular drills, but drills that isolate specific parts of the swing.
Not trying to fix everything at once.
Exactly. Focus on grip one day, stance the next, maybe the follow-through. Use training aids if you have them, alignment sticks, swing trainers, whatever gives feedback.
And practice ranges. Good for just grooving mechanics without course pressure.
Definitely. Whether it's Durban or the Eastern Cape, as the guide mentions, just repetition to build muscle memory.
And this next one I think is huge. Video analysis.
Oh, transformative.
Recording yourself, you see things you just cannot feel. Inconsistencies pop right out.
From multiple angles too. And many academies in South Africa offer this, often with instructor feedback. Seeing the visual proof just speeds up learning so much it clicks faster.
Can be humbling, though, seeing your own swing flaws.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but necessary. Beyond the physical, though, the guide really stresses mental focus.
The mental game.
Yep. Developing a clear mental image of your ideal swing. Using visualization. Centering your thoughts before each shot, maybe with breathing exercises. Blocking out distractions. Especially on those beautiful but potentially distracting courses.
And targeting specific skills during practice sessions, not just general hitting.
Right. Dedicate time, one session purely on hip rotation maybe, another on wrist hinge, especially useful on varied courses where different holes expose different weaknesses.
Makes practice more purposeful.
And finally, maybe the most important, getting constructive feedback from a coach.
An outside eye.
A professional eye. They see things you don't, offer personalized guidance, tailored drills. The guide mentions coaching is widely available in South African clubs. Building that rapport, having open communication with a coach, that's key too.
So consistency isn't magic. It's deliberate, smart practice.
Building muscle memory, mental clarity, turning trying into doing.
Making it second nature, that's the goal. All right, let's shift to the real world. Adapting to varied course conditions. Because the course is rarely flat and perfect, right?
Almost never.
The guide says golfers must adjust for wind, rain, uneven lies, crucial for smooth swings, especially in South Africa's diverse landscapes. It's not just having a swing, it's having an adaptable swing.
Totally. So, adjusting for wind and weather. The advice is things like a more level swing path to keep it low in crosswinds.
Sliding it down?
Yeah. Maybe adjusting grip pressure slightly for better control in gusts. And club selection, using a lower lofted club to cut through the wind. It's about understanding physics, not just fighting the elements.
And navigating bumpy terrain, those uneven lies.
Key skill, adjusting stance and ball position. Uphill lie, lean into the slope a bit. Ball maybe slightly forward. Downhill lie, lean with a slope. Ball perhaps back a bit to help hit down on it.
Practice is key there, surely.
Oh, yeah. Practicing on different slopes makes you so much more adaptable.
But beyond the single shot, what about strategy? Managing the whole course?
Big topic. The guide stresses evaluating the layout before you swing, creating a mental plan, especially on those South African courses with doglegs, hazards, bunkers everywhere.
Thinking ahead.
Prevents those rash decisions. It's course management, thinking 2-3 shots ahead.
And adapting to greens. Putting is a whole different beast.
It is. Modifying your stroke based on green speed and slope. More aggressive for fast greens, softer touch for slow ones. Practicing on different green types develops that crucial feel, that finesse.
Reading the breaks.
Exactly. And navigating water hazards strategically. Another layer.
Don't just blast away and hope.
No. Careful shot selection. Minimize risk. Maybe choose a club with a higher launch angle to carry the water, but still maintain that smooth swing. Planning around those beautiful but dangerous water features on SA courses is part of the game.
So a smooth swing isn't just mechanics, it's fluid adaptation. Reading the landscape, responding intelligently.
Becoming a versatile thinking golfer. That's the aim.
Okay, let's wrap this up by tackling frequent challenges. Troubleshooting your game, as the guide calls it.
Because everyone hits bad shots.
Even the pros. So addressing things like slicing, tempo issues, physical limitations, it's all part of maintaining a smooth swing long term. What are the common problems and fixes?
Well, slicing and hooking are probably top of the list. Slice curves right for a righty, hook curves left. Often comes down to those fundamentals again, grip, stance, path.
Open or closed club face at impact?
Usually, yeah. Stemming from an earlier error, the guide suggests checking grip pressure, hand position, maybe trying a neutral grip. And using those alignment sticks again to train a straighter path.
Makes sense. Back to basics often.
And tempo consistency. We talked about it, but variations creep in, leading to jerky moves. The advice is find your natural rhythm, use drills, maybe that metronome again. Even just conscious breathing can steady your tempo.
Keeping it smooth, like a dance.
Good analogy. And finally, adapting to physical limitations. Golf should be enjoyable for everyone.
Absolutely.
So adjusting your swing to accommodate limitations is key. Focusing on flexibility, stretching, core strength helps improve range of motion. And working with a coach is huge here. They can tailor a technique that works with your body, not against it.
So every challenge is really just a chance to refine things.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Understanding the common roadblocks, having a plan to fix them, that makes the whole journey smoother and, frankly, more satisfying. Turning frustration into progress.
Great way to put it.
So if we zoom out, connect this all to the bigger picture. Achieving that smooth golf swing, it's not just about nailing isolated mechanics, is it?
No, definitely not.
It's more like this holistic dance between your physical technique, your mental approach, and as we just discussed, your ability to adapt to whatever the course throws at you.
Exactly. We've gone from the toothpaste grip all the way to visualizing your target on those amazing South African courses, and even how to tackle common frustrations like slicing. It's about building a sequence that feels effortless.
Even though we know a lot of thought and practice goes into making you feel that way?
Right. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Hopefully you now have a pretty comprehensive roadmap. Think of your swing not as rigid rules, but as this fluid process, continuous improvement.
Which brings up an interesting final thought, maybe. Beyond all the mechanics, the drills, the practice we've covered, what singular mental shift do you think will unlock the biggest breakthrough in your quest for a smooth swing? Something to ponder.
Definitely something to think about. Until next time, keep swinging smoothly, keep learning, and keep diving deep.